debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com.
Got to get us over. Lummy, are you dual?
I'm dual.
You're my little dually.
I'm dualing it up for you.
I don't even have to worry about you making mistakes anymore, slip ups. You don't slip up that much, do you, buddy?
No, sir, not at all. I make sure that I delete all those kind of things out of my head.
Well, I think in deleting those things out of your head, you deleted a lot of smart things out of your head.
He just formatted the whole head.
Yeah.
Did you reformat your head, kid?
I've reformatted my whole head. So I lost some good stuff, but I lost all that bad stuff. So you don't have to worry about me.
Right, we were hanging out a few days ago, and someone said a bad word that he didn't like.
Nope.
Could have been me.
And then Lummy flipped out.
I said, those are not the words.
Those are not the words. Say it, Lummy.
Those are not the words.
Those are not the words. Like Julia used to say, those are not the words.
Hey, Blitz, don't be saying those words. I can't hear those words.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on here. This is from yesterday.
Problem. You got to be real workout.
This is from yesterday.
If you put it on the other screen, we'll see it.
I don't want you guys necessarily to see what I'm looking at.
Okay. You got it zoomed in?
No, I'm not going to turn. I mean, man, Anna looks jacked. Is she here?
Yeah.
She is jacked.
Four. Right, you're on the Facebook video from yesterday, aren't you?
Aren't you?
Where are you in the video? How far in? Oh.
Six.
I was going to fall.
Look how hot you look.
Really? You think so?
I mean, you look good.
Yeah, my legs look good.
Too
there.
Bad you're weird.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You know what? Maybe thank God you're weird because it levels it out. It just wouldn't be fair for the other bitches.
We had that conversation.
Yeah, you know, God does, or whoever, whoever you pray to,
yeah.
They just don't make a perfect person. So whoever's making you is like, listen, we're going to make her kind of hot, but then we got to make her really fucked up in the head because it just wouldn't even be fucking fair to the other bitches.
Exactly. These other hoes wouldn't stand a chance.
Bubba Belichick. Now, see, listen, Anna, people think that that's easy. That's
it's not.
That's I don't think anyone thinks that's easy.
That's no. Hard as shit. Now, what you don't realize is that you have to maintain standing on this ball. So your little legs are making like 8,000 adjustments a second. Mm-hmm. Like, and then you got to catch that ball. And that's and on a little bit of your shoulder work, that's a big shoulder workout, too.
Absolutely.
Big Red, 1,000 stars.
Big Red, 1,000 stars. Tyler, where'd you pick up that fucking hillbilly accent?
Sounds like you've been hanging out with Doug Brown.
Doug Brown?
Yeah.
Oh, boys.
Doug Brown, bring me that oil.
Doug Brown's got the hillbilliest of all.
Oh, my God.
It's Doug Brown. Goddamn, I'm driving an 18-wheeler.
Damn right.
Mm, Doug Brown.
Was it your time in Ocala, Tyler? Because, I mean, you didn't talk like this when you were with me full-time.
I don't even sound like that.
Yes, you do.
You guys just exaggerated.
I don't even sound like that, Daddy. Y'all just exaggerating.
Well, I want to go to
Schroeder's.
You're still not. I still didn't think you put it in second gear until right after this.
Yeah, I agree.
And then you hit like this. The right here is where you started getting serious. This. See, you're getting a little color in your face.
Yeah.
You're getting a little temperature. Your right rear starting to fire.
Uh huh.
Boom.
It's kicking in.
And you're like, this ain't no fucking joke.
Uh-uh.
9. I'm
here to win, not here to play.
Yeah, I'm like, fucking. Is that Tyler? Is that Daddy? Is that Jesus breathing into the deal?
Daddy, that ain't me.
Over here.
Hold on, I want to see her. Now, yeah, the squats.
9.
Look at that.
I'm 10. Swinging a little bit too much there, but.
But by the way, guys, I work out in the morning. They're like, what are you doing, Bubba? Everything I asked Anna to do, with the exception of 2 exercises, I do myself.
Mm-hmm. 11.
That, Anna. A little bit of lean. But,
yeah.
But
I think we lightened the weight after that, didn't we?
You did, yes.
Yeah, elbows in.
13. 14.
That's how you spot right there. I didn't do it for you. I just got you up.
Yep.
15. Racket. Good job.
Bubba Belichick, say it.
Bubba Belichick.
All right, where are we going now? We got
Hey, Tyler.
I wanted to do right here.
You made me laugh.
That is so fucking hard. You have no idea how hard that is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also side obliques too.
Yeah, and I'm a pretty small person, so I can imagine if you're even bigger, it must be harder.
The reason I can't get on that blitz is the ball would pop. Don't forget, Lummy, what day is it? You versus Tyler, the 23rd?
Yeah, gauntlet, 27th.
The gauntlet on the 27th?
Yeah, Tyler called me out.
Oh, look at this little French curl action. This is Anna's workout from yesterday. Here we go.
I was trying to squeeze at the top.
4.
Look at that back. Bitch, got it back.
5.
Baby got back.
I tell Anna, I know. Isn't a Smith machine so much better to do squats on?
I love it.
So you got some control in case get a little bit of trouble. You can just literally fall.
Yep.
You can literally fall forward and it'll rack itself.
I don't use a free squat rack ever.
You don't?
No.
6.
It freaks me out. I like this better.
And Blitz, man, that's ass to the grass.
I know.
Yeah.
Hit the bumper willy. Bitch has got a donkey.
It's true. I have a dumper. Look at those shoulders.
Oh. What'd you do the entire show? Marked out Donna's workout?
My shoulders.
Dad, they say you look like Bill Belichick.
Hey, Dad, say you look like Bill Belichick. Got him. Here. I know you hated these.
Yeah.
But these are so good for you. Especially being smaller chested. These are so good. And by the way, for all you haters being like, oh, you're going to get athletes in foot shit. Anna, would you not agree that my
cleanest gym I've ever seen?
Well, but it's impeccable.
You didn't want me to taint it with my shoes.
Right. One of the reasons why I have you take your shoes off is so that you don't dirty my fucking floor up.
Correct. You start freaking out when I walk in my shoes.
I mean, is that the cleanest gym you've ever worked out?
Ever, easily.
And everything gets wiped down, everything gets... Everything
not only does it get wiped down, if you don't move fast enough, you get sprayed down too. Which happened to me a few times.
This is Anna figuring this out. This is...
It kept getting clipped on the
hooks. You got to turn it. You got to keep your wrist turned.
I know. It's just annoying.
It was your first time.
Yeah.
All the way down.
Then I had to move. I had to move the bumpers. Yeah, I knew the bumpers. Here we go. This is the bumpers. There you go. Now, Anna, just let me show you this right here. Hold on. Right. Boom. All this. Look at all of that. It helps build all of that, which holds up these. I mean,
they need to be held up.
No, but the more that, not in a bodybuilder type way, but in a long, smooth muscle way, the more you build this up, the better these will, you know, naturally hang. Plus, look what it does to your fucking tries. Look what it does to your delts.
Yeah.
It's a good workout.
That's why I work on my shoulders so much, because it makes my waist look smaller.
But incline benches are something you never incorporate.
No, ever. Well, not with that. I've done it with, like, dumbbells before, but not with... That number bar.
Look at that fucking pump.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. There's the exercise.
That's, there she goes. There it is.
That's what makes, that, is that what you wrote? Is that what you wrote?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Is that what you
That's wet? What I posted on the Instagram.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. That's the star of the show, is my back.
Javier Tonka says you're like bloated Bill Belichick.
Or?
Straight on.
I don't fuck around. We go quick. Here. Mm-hmm.
And you're literally just going to go, bam, straight back as far as you can.
Bam.
Right in your face.
Yep. Now take it and go back straight parallel. Perfect. Right there. There's one. Two. How's that feel?
Look at that delt cut. Three. Into that fucking trap. Say it.
Delt cut into the trap.
There you go. With a fucking lat squeezer.
With a, what is it? That's a posterior delt?
I don't know. It's fucking good is what it is.
Anterior, shut up, Blitz.
Lateral posterior.
Oh, those are the bad girls.
The good girls are the ones that hurt me.
Those are the bad girls because you're kicking them out wide. The good girls hurt you?
Yeah, going in hurt because I don't usually do those.
Those,
yes, that's what I feel today the most.
See, that's an exercise that you probably never emulate in the gym.
I do very rarely. I should do it more.
And that's that outer hip.
Uh-huh.
And
I do bad girl, but not so much good girl. Because I'm noted.
See, you're not a bad girl, but you can be a bad girl in the gym.
Correct.
I specifically bought this machine from when I was married, and it was like this. My Nautilus rep was like, this is... I had a badass butt blaster, too, that I sold to Fabrizi.
Oh, the thing with the bell and you, like, push up on it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the thrust?
5, 6,
maybe 5, 7.
Now, see, right? Hold on.
8.
Right here. Boom, that'll tone that whole area.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, bam. And on it, if you ever wanted to happen to have to use your, squeeze your legs in a sexual application, this certainly would be good for the guy on the other end of it.
9, last one.
And then see, people don't realize this is a 3-cam position, so it works all 3 different aspects of that particular muscle.
Mm-hmm.
8.
All right, where's this?
Go, take your shoulder out of it. 8.
Yeah, too much shoulder. Way too much shoulder in.
9.
What's up, Ty J?
Absolutely. Or the shrug.
You couldn't do these.
No, well, not with that kind of weight.
So you went. So these are actually better for you because you did enough shoulder work that day. You actually needed to do some more back and deadlift lift. So this is what we're going to do from you from now on.
3.
These are so good for you.
4.
Then.
There you go.
You know what? You know what? You know what? Kind of had me a little bit
chubbed up.
No.
Oh.
That's how you train Blitz in a lounge chair with a towel on top of it.
Right.
It's a real trainer right there, ladies and gentlemen. Hold on here.
7.
You know what had me a little bit confused is you yesterday looked like you've spent some time. Learning, somebody has taught you how to throw a punch.
Yeah, I did Muay Thai for a while.
Well, how did you get your ass kicked by Carmen. Even if she's 1,000 pounds more, your little fucking, you should have just been able to zing her.
She's
and fucking
trained
go.
As well.
I also train as well, but, I'm telling
Carmen
you.
Carmen also trained. And
I understand it.
I'm telling you, if she when she landed a punch, man, she was just too big. I walked in there, Bubba, I was 112 pounds. She was like 155.
I know, but I'm just saying, man, I wish we had another shot at that bitch because we.
I don't. She's fatter than
we train you up. You'd be like, pew,
she's 80 pounds heavier than Anna.
Yeah, pound for pound. If I could go pound for pound with someone, I think I'd do well. But
yeah, we find another 118-pounder. We're in business,
yes,
aren't we?
Yes, yes.
How about Monica? Can we
already,
beat her
We've
ass?
Already talked Anna into fighting again.
These are brutal, too.
13, 14 on the 15th one. Hold all the way to the top. Boom, hold it. Adjust your calves. Run your calves.
Now, do you ever use your calf machine, Bubba?
Yeah. I just didn't want to unload all that weight for her.
Gotcha.
But we'll get her on next time. These are almost as good, but
I
not.
I almost never do calves, so this was good.
Oh, this you got to get. Listen,
I know I got little skinny calves.
Yeah, listen, you got nice legs, thick, like muscular legs, mm-hmm. and then you lose it at your calves.
I just yeah.
You do no for real.
I know.
Like
I do.
You got a good hamstring. You got a good donkey.
Yeah.
You got a good front quad, and then boom, it goes all to shit
below
like your knees.
I got a 14-year-old like.
Yeah. You like your coffee decaffeinated?
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, you get
a 14-year-old soccer player
above
legs,
the knee.
Like,
you're great yeah. all day, but you got all this strength. Then you got toothpick calves.
Yeah.
We got to get on your calves.
I know.
Me and Blitz got calves of the years. I'm just telling you that right now.
You both do, yes.
I don't know who's got better calves. Probably him.
Really?
Since he's lost his weight. Yes.
Probably yours are amazing.
I mean, I probably have the best calves for a 300-pound man, but he's got. I think he'd beat me in a calf off. I really do.
I think he'd be close, Bubba.
Together more. And a little bit. Six. Touch and goes. Just like that. Kyle, how many you got? 150?
Oh, that was embarrassing.
179.
10.
I missed a water bottle.
That was funny.
So fucking embarrassing.
12.
Good job. I mean, I know you're working out hard because you're flush-faced, and mm-hmm. that's what you gotta be if you're working the fuck out.
And when you ask me a question, I just nod. I'm not talking.
Yeah, you're fucking you're in beast mode. You are focused. I could be Shia LaBeouf could be right there with his fucking wiener hanging out, and you'd be just whatever laser locked on these fucking leg things right here.
Last one, 15 for the lockout. Really get some toes on this one. There you go. Real. There you go. Break your toes. Let's go. One, two.
Got no calves.
No calves at all. Now,
see.
Now watch this bitch throw a punch. She knows what the fuck she's doing. And this
you got to use your hips.
Now, and here's the deal,
momentum.
Man. And it's not even really that hard. This apps after you've blown your shoulders out.
Mm-hmm.
This just triple blows them.
Yep.
Man, look, Blitz. I got Brett Favre, Larry Bird, and Tony's 20 car with a Tyler quarter midget kicker. Did we do 24s?
Yep.
20, 22.
I did 30s this morning.
Ooh.
For real.
And you go down to 4, is that right?
No, it's 0.
Oh.
30, 28, 26, 24, 22, 20.
You did 4 twice, I think, of the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we fucked up a little bit.
That's okay.
But I did 30s today. And fucking kill. But I did 30, 28, 26, 24, 22, 20, then did. The same on the other one, then switched arms. Then I did 18 to 0, and then 18 to 0. These are fucking brutal.
Switch.
Anna, look at that. Now, I got to tell you something. I mean, that's hot.
Yeah.
You look good as fuck. Just
thanks.
Stay fucked up in the head, because you'll get all the guys going after your shit.
All right.
Blitz, I'm going to eventually mount this speed bag right here. See that?
Okay,
over there?
Yeah.
Anna, wait till we get the big tire and get you on the sledgehammer.
Ooh, I can do the little like
the sledgehammers. No, see my sledgehammers.
Oh, like
over
at the
here?
Fair?
No, you just hit the tires.
At the fucking fair.
Oh, you know when the sledgehammer goes.
We're not gonna bring one of those machines in here.
Oh, well, I don't
we're
know.
Bring a big ass fucking tractor tire for you to smash. That bitch. Five of those on fat ass Carmen, that bitch would have been knocked out.
No, she's pretty strong.
One, two, nine, switch. Two, three, four.
I'll tell you this, bitch, Blitz, you start getting fucking tied up with her and she starts coming out with that stance. I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'll beat her ass.
He Yeah, you're 1,000 feet taller than me.
Oh, sorry.
Just needs a little choke out. Okay, so that's that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Welcome, everybody, to the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. I haven't even gone to our Facebook page, Blitz, and seen the feed yet. I got to find out where it's at.
468 on YouTube.
179 on Facebook.
Where do I find the feed?
It's on Facebook.
Facebook. The Bubba Love Sponge Show.
Bubba picks up a hitchhiker. You know these two like to battle, Spice Boy.
You go to live under more and you go to live.
It's on the...
Blitz, did you hear...
Thing.
Did you hear the Spice Boy book forward and how...
I remember when he did it.
What's that called? Prophetic?
Prophetic.
Anna, when somebody says something and it ends up being true...
He was prophetic because he was being
like
a prophet.
Like a prophet, yeah.
Yeah. Prophetic?
Yeah.
By the way, this is on our Facebook. I found this. So I'm starting to put more shit on our Facebook. And so I found this. Listen
Maybe
to this.
A bad idea to write...
So...
I remember when he did this.
This guy's the biggest fucking dick ever lived. By the way, this is on our Facebook. If you'd like to go to our Facebook, at the Bubba Army. And so I had everybody, all my guys. It was when I had my book deal, and I had all my employees write a forward.
Was that what, 09-10?
Yeah. Write a forward that I was going to, my forward was going to consist of all my employees and what they think about me.
Write a forward for Bubba. These may be the last words you hear from me, but if I get fired from my writings, at least I know that it was honest in my feelings.
Jesus, really makes me be a dick.
To start, I have never met someone as self-centered, yet as selfless as Bubba. I've known him for 13 years, and yet I still don't fully understand what is buzzing around his brain. He barters his name and brand daily by pimping racing sponsors for free parts and chicken dip for a piece of the company.
Nothing's changed much.
He starts adult websites with a ring of internet whores and strippers, all in an effort to gain profits by rotating them in studio once a month and drive subscribers to both their website, which he owns a piece of, as well as his own Bubba Raw site.
And you know what? You're just mad because you know what? I'm the boss and you can't do that and I can. This is all jealousy is all what it is, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
Which he owns the majority of in his own perverse circular pimp game.
I kind of like that one.
Pimp game. You got a pimp
in my own perverse circular pimp game. That's all my whole life is.
By pimping racing sponsors for free parts and chicken dip for a piece of the company. He starts adult websites with a ring of internet whores and strippers, all in an effort to gain profits by rotating them in studio once a month and drive subscribers to both their website, which he owns a piece of, as well as his own Bubba Raw site, which he owns the majority of in his own perverse circular pimp game.
To me, Blitz, it sounded like this guy's got some fucking,
unresolved anger.
Yeah. Jealousy issues.
He had some notes on...
Mm-hmm.
He spends time in commercial breaks scouring the web for quarter midget parts and getting into Twitter fights with some of his best fans instead of focusing on upcoming topics, and yet he is able to pull huge ratings because he is Bubba. A guy's guy and a man's man.
That's right, don't forget
He talks
it.
Racing, and yes, I know what you're thinking, NASCAR. Wrong. He talks about obscure racing that 0.0005% of our audience knows or cares about. He makes up words and butchers the English language so badly, he warns his coworkers and listeners by letting them know he is about to butcher the English language.
Not a lot of people can pull that off.
Nope.
I can, bitches.
Nervous. Now, where I come from, if someone says they are calling themselves out for saying a word wrong and continue to do it, that means...
Oh, they said.
And wrong. In Bubba's world...
He used the R word, Blitz, and I deleted it out. Isn't that cool?
Yep.
Makes him Bubba. He blatantly makes up, so I've heard, tales about situations with certain people, and listeners buy into it. Some may call it slanderous, but with Bubba, well, it's just Bubba being Bubba. He's the only redneck I know that has put out a rap album and worked as a whip top 40 stations who actually believed he was black by using phrases like cuz and rhymed anything with the love. For instance, if your name...
Sounds like he's been keeping, Stalin-type notes on me.
Yeah.
...was Pat, he would call you Pat the Love Spat. If your name was Mike, he would call you Mike the Love Trike. It makes no sense at all.
No, you're not right on that. I would have called him a Spike.
You would.
I would have called him Mike the Love Spike.
Mike the Love Spike. Okay, I apologize.
Go ahead.
It makes absolutely...
By the way, Blitz, at this time, I was looking at wheels for Heather's Escalade.
Probably.
It goes on to say...
Oh, okay.
What do you do? I was looking at wheels for Heather's Escalade during this whole time.
No sense. No sense to the point where he was pulling in 40 shares at night. Folks, that is Bubba being Bubba. Now for the flip side of the coin. One of the things I admired from day one about Bubba was his ability to look at a simple story and dissect it and peg the exact issue that was at hand. He has a unique ability to spin a story from what is on the paper to what it is in reality. I'll be honest, 99% of the time he is right.
That's right. And I also know who took my fucking sex tape and marketed it.
Mm-hmm.
You bitch.
He can call something...
Ruin my fucking life, you fucking douchebag.
Shifty or shady from miles away, and as distant as he is, or as...
At one year specifically, he made nearly $300,000 when we were doing Sirius XM, regular radio, and we were on the road doing Bubba Paloozas. He made a little north of $300,000 and wow. regularly made $225,000.
Ignorant as he seems about the topic.
Blitz, tell me of another co-host in Tampa, Florida that makes $225,000.
No,
back in 08.
Yeah,
get hand.
Zero.
He's closer to the facts than anyone will ever know. He possesses the ability to listen without listening. A person will spill their guts to him and tell their secrets, and he will have you believe that they are safe and tucked away in his mind. Little do you know, 20 years from now, he will recall every detail about what you said, both good and bad. He's the only person who doesn't keep score until you...
I should work at the fucking carnival. I got special attributes.
...across him. Then, not only does he keep score, he recalls it and gets even by settling the score. I've been fired for not singing karaoke...
You are the motherfucking one that keeps score and tries to ruin people's lives.
...a porn star during lunch with him, and have been dressed down in front of 100 people at a New Year's party for making a Diet Coke joke. I remarked that I thought I was off the clock, in which he replied, when you're in my presence, you are never off the clock, ever.
That's what an alpha male would say, right?
Check.
When did I dress you down during New Year's Eve?
Cowhead's party.
When was that?
New Year's Eve.
This past year?
No. That was a while back. I mean, this was, you know, going back years.
98 Rock Days?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
98 Rock Days. Give me a fucking break. 10 years ago? Johnny fucking Harbor.
I'm just trying to keep score here, because I'm supposed to be keeping score.
I learned a long time ago not to get too close to Bubba. His childhood surely has something to do with it, but I've seen him burn every bridge he has ever built and not remember why.
Check. Still.
I've also seen him build back those same bridges with his own charm. He's a master
check,
of manipulation.
Check.
In radio, that's not a bad thing. In fact, it's a quality one must possess to attain the status he has in this industry. Over the years, I've seen him grow tremendously. In both work ethic and in character, and for that I'm so proud of him. As much as we butt heads on air and as much as I roll my eyes on certain show structure or things he chooses to get angry about, I must say that he's a mentor to me.
How about the fact that I pay you a lot of money and I'm boss?
Performance craft is no different than growing up wanting to be a running back and having the ability to watch and shadow Emmitt Smith day after day, minute by minute.
Yeah, remember that before you rip some shit off, buddy.
You learn, both...
I mean, Blitz, he pretty much ruined his own life, too, after ripping that shit off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's as blackballed as I am. People know what the fuck happened.
What to do and what...
He might be blackballed, but he's... I mean, he works for...
iHeart.
Yeah.
Yeah, inside sales. Don't bust me up.
Right, I know, but...
Not to do. I respect how far he's come in the business. I respect his loyalty to his coworkers and employees. When you're on the inside of his world, you almost feel like you are a made man. I must question, though, is it loyalty, or is it the fact that we know so much about him and his secrets that he would rather keep us close than have us out of arm's reach?
Let me just play that for you one more time. Just listen to this.
Emmitt Smith, day after day, minute by minute.
Listen to this. This is very prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
Learn both what to do and what not to do. I respect how far he's come in the business. I respect his loyalty to his coworkers and employees. When you're on the inside of his world, you almost feel like you are a made man. I must question, though, is it loyalty, or is it the fact that we know so much about him and his secrets that he would rather keep us close than have us out of arm's reach?
I think you answered your own question there, buddy.
I suspect it's a combination of both.
Or you're a fucking thief.
A closing note, I respect his balls. He lays it out there day after day for people to scrutinize.
I got nice balls.
Balls.
Balls. Freshly shaved balls, mind
Ooh,
you.
Nice.
Manscaped.
He always bets on himself, and he has always won.
And I do bet on myself all the time. I win most of the time.
It's an honor to be a part of his winning team, and I hope the tradition of winning continues for a long time to come. Fact is, I never had much of a father, and as weird as it seems, Bubba is probably the closest thing I have to one.
Who's Papa?
He's Papa, and I like to steal from Papa. Yeah. I like to ruin Papa's life.
Fuck Papa.
I just wish he would buy me $400,000 in equipment to do something I like.
Yeah, like what a fucking dick. So,
what?
This big rumor is I spent $400,000 one year on Tyler's race team.
Yeah, it was probably more than that.
That's your son.
That's your fucking kid.
So here, I have an employee that's throwing up in my face the amount of money that I have spent on my son.
None of his fucking business.
Like, what in the fuck? I have worked for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And how... rude would it be for me to throw up in front of Howard's face how much money he spent on his daughters? It's none of my fucking business.
That's only a valid argument if you told him, look, I can't pay you,
right.
But then you're spending money on Tyler.
You're part of the winning team, I hope the tradition of winning continues.
No, you're right. Like, you're right. If I go, hey, Blitz, I mean, I'm, hey, Spice, I can't,
Can't pay you this month.
I know that I've been paying you $220 a year, $220,000 a year. He made $180 in 2006. He made $200 in 2007. He made $305 in 2008. Wow. He made $300 in 2009.
All right, did you write this down?
No, because I have a pretty good, I prepared
and
for
you've this. Looked,
I'm you've looked. I mean,
and I've looked, yes.
I'm impressed.
Now, hold on. And then in 2010, we didn't get near the contract. 2010, we didn't get near the contract from Sirius. They gave me a take it or leave it offer. He went down in 2010, he went down to 180. And then in 2011, we lost the contract altogether from Sirius, which was $1 million. And he went from 180 to 80. And, you know, that really fucking tore him up. But the entire business did. Everybody. Brent went from 180 to 80. You know, Manson went from
it's a volatile industry. Everyone knows that.
Manson went from like 450 to 250.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what supposedly he was most mad about, to get back at me. But when this was recorded, this is when he's making $300,000. He's making $300,000 a year when he recorded this. And the last thing that he does is throw in my face as to how much money I have spent on my son.
I would have gone off.
Of his winning team, and I hope the tradition of winning continues for a long time to come. Fact is, I never had much of a father, and as weird as it seems, Bubba is probably the closest thing I have to one.
All right, so
maybe he was making a joke, like I wish I had a dad that spent $400,000 on me. Or something.
Okay, great.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
But he's saying, okay, I'm like his father.
I just wish he would buy me $400,000 in equipment to do something I like. There you go.
How about the fucking $300 that I'm paying you in something that you like called radio? I could never. That is so classless to throw in a man's face what he spends on his family, especially when he's paying you the highest you've ever made in your entire career. At this time, he's making the most he ever had.
And probably since then.
Thing I like. There you go. Wow. $400,000 in equipment, at least. Oh, you're talking about racing? Is that what you're talking about?
You didn't really listen, did you?
Yeah, I did.
He's texting.
You are texting.
He's
texting.
No, I'm not. Look, can you see what I'm doing? Look, why don't you tell you what I'm doing right now? I'm looking at rims.
He's looking at rims.
I mean, what else fuck is there to do?
Where am I? I'm looking at rims. I heard it all. It's very therapeutic. You know, it was decent. You came in hard and you baby faced at the end. That's cool. I guess. I like to try to get everybody's spin on. I think that might be end up being the stiffest of all, I think. Manson, were you going to be that stiff?
No.
No.
He's like, I was going to be, but I'm turning it down now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was prophetic, was it not? Or pathetic, one of the two.
Pathetic.
A little bit of both.
Now, where do I get the live feed at here? It goes under what now?
More. Are you on Facebook?
More.
And then you should see a live with a dot.
Live.
Dot.
Live. Yeah, there we are. Motherfucking Doug Hillbilly Ass Brown, too.
Woo.
Oh, let me see. Do I click on?
I'm turning it down now.
Yeah.
Great.
Turn the what down?
No.
That was prophetic, was it not? Hold on, prophetic. One of myself in a goddamn vortex.
Why are you guys talking to me again? You just said that.
What now?
More? Are you on Facebook?
More?
And then you see a live
dive.
Dot.
Live. Yeah, there we are. Motherfucking Doug Hillbilly Ass Brown, too. Oh, do I click?
I'm turning it down now.
Yeah.
Ready. Turn the what down?
Yeah, that was prophetic,
was it not? Hold on, turn that. One of myself and a goddamn vortex.
Why
are you
guys
talking
to me? You just said that.
What now?
More?
Are you on Facebook?
Yeah! Come on, meet you live!
Dot. Live.
I think I...
motherfucking down the hillbilly ass brown too.
No, I don't.
Oh, it's like my crown's on his ground now.
No, and that's the thing. What do you consider? I mean, I might have crossed. No, I don't. I consider crossing the line. You and I have crossed the line. I don't. We never.
Big Red, 1,000 stars.
Is that like you're on mushrooms almost? Is that radio mushrooms kind of, you think?
Like acid.
Right.
Bubba, I have a question.
What? Doug Brown, you fucking skinny, no ass having motherfucker. What do you want? No acid.
Out of all the bridges that you have burned that you haven't built back, which is the number one that you wish you could build back?
What are you, a spokesperson for Bubba Light now?
I'm just asking.
Sounds like him.
I'm not asking Bubba for no bar or anything like that.
Probably out of all the bridges I've burned.
The Big Philly! $50. Get
Super chat.
Probably, I wouldn't say Hogan because I didn't burn that fucking bridge, even though I think he thinks I burnt the bridge. I mean, I may have thrown gasoline on the bridge, but I didn't light it. I don't know.
Greenstein?
Can somebody help me? Yes. Yes. There you go.
Serious time.
See, you knew the answer before I even fucking knew it.
He had his answer.
I just threw something out there. And just
no, you're right. Probably. Greenstein. I probably would have liked to have handled myself a little different.
Yeah, you didn't say anything bad about him.
Well, I didn't. Manson did. But what I'm saying is, like, I wish I would have exited Sirius XM a little more classy.
Yeah. Just the whole situation.
Yeah, just the, you know, Ned making songs about fucking Greenstein's mom and...
Dad. It was his dad, wasn't
dad.
It?
Dad. I think his dad was dead.
His dad was dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean...
Biggie 7375 $10.
I mean, I could probably go up and blow Greenstein, and it wouldn't even help. Like, I could even have Anna be like, Anna, can you just give head to one guy? We'll get our
job.
Yeah,
no problem. I got you.
Anna, if I did say, hey, Anna, mm-hmm. if you blow this one dude, we're going to get back on Sirius XM, and your salary will probably go to like $1.50.
Joke's on you. I said $1.50, bitch. It's really $1.50 now.
I mean, like, you being a great listener, Doug, royalty, if you will, who would you say that I mean, like, that question is to you to answer for me.
Yeah, Doug, who would you suck off to get us back on the
show? Yeah, get on it.
And let me, that question Jesus. Goes to you, and it also goes to Blitz. Anna is probably not as up to speed of all the bridges that I've burnt.
I thought it'd be Hogan. I know you didn't burn that bridge, but if you could repair a bridge, I would think it would be that one.
No, I would repair my radio connection bridge.
Yeah, I would. That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
98 Rock.
Hogan can fuck off.
98 Rock.
Yeah, I would repair the iHeart bridge.
Yep.
Hogan can fuck off.
I think you would apologize to Todd Schnitt.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Scotty Briggs, 1,000 stars.
You almost have yourself fucking. You almost got that semi in first gear right now, buddy.
I know, buddy.
Get that.
No, I'm going to say Greenstein.
Yeah, I would say. But I would him or iHeart. You know, because I went out like I mean when I got back on the bone. And it was Cox. I talked all kinds of shit about mm-hmm. iHeart. Fuck mm-hmm. you guys. You're all bunch of you suck.
Well, when you first got on Sirius, that's what you were talking
yeah.
shit
on I'll never go back to regular radio. Y'all suck. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. Well, look at me now. I'm number 200. I'm number 156 in the all-time greatest Twitch people.
Woo!
The Twitch hack list.
Dude, that's where it's fucking going anyways. You know?
What's that?
I mean, I know we talk about this, we kind of go in circles with the same thing, but that's where it's going anyways.
Oh, that's...
I mean, you're ahead of the curve. I mean, I've heard from my sources that, and you know this as well, it's no secret, but, you know, CMG is way behind in the digital sphere. Way behind. And they're doing trying to do a lot of catch-up right now. You know?
Yeah, but like that ship, if you're just trying to get into it, now you're fucked. I mean,
you're
like
you're just trying to tread water at this point. You're not really.
You're not
going to
be able to make.
Ahead.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to monetize that worth
and
a shit.
And by the way, that's not for the benefit of the personalities. That's for the benefit of the company. They
right.
can give a fuck about who's on air. It's just the company is trying to save money because the company's not doing great.
If you look at, if we were to speak locally, if you were to look at 93.3 FLZ's YouTube page, and you were to look at the Wild YouTube page, and you were to look at, you know, Calta's and Orlando's and, you know, 98, they all have about 2,300 or 2,400 subscribers max. They don't do anything over there at all. They're not part of the Facebook Watch monetization deal. I don't know that any of them do any of the personalities do any podcasting that's moving the needle at all. Now each company has their own little podcast bullshit. Obviously, iHeart is more of a podcasting company than they are anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they aggregate everything. But personality wise in this town, there's nobody that's doing a podcast that's doing 300,000 downloads a month.
No way.
I guarantee you. I don't know of too many people in the Tampa area that, and there's probably some I don't know about. But I mean, you know, we might be one of the biggest digital influencers in Tampa. If you take all in, if you take our Twitch, you take our podcast, you take our Facebook, you take our YouTube. I mean, throw in OnlyFans. I mean, Blitz, we probably have one
much
of...
much bigger digital footprint than anybody else.
Than anybody.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, probably not comparable to the Bucks, but that's the Super Bowl champions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know...
It's a different level.
Media personality-wise, you know, from television and news anchors to radio personalities, to journalists, to bloggers, to floggers, to whatever. I gotta think that we're a major player, and don't get credit for it. And
the people the Bucks aren't being held down like you always are,
right? And fucking joked and clowned.
Beaver Pete, $11 cash.
You know, like the people in the radio world here in Tampa, they talk so much shit about me. Because deep down, they fucking hate that we are able to make a living. They want us so dead and gone, but they can't kill us. We're like cockroaches. You know, just when you squish the fuck out of that cockroach, he somehow he plays dead.
Yeah.
That motherfucker will still hobble and get sometimes scampered.
We get that
get
yellow
away.
Pus that hung out of us from like 17, 18.
Yeah, I'm full of yellow jizz.
Oh.
I need that drop.
It was clean, too.
I'm full of yellow jizz. Hey, when I told you, I think that she might have been right, Derek, the way that you parroted it. But I think that when I told you to say hi to Reagan, I think that she might have been right there the way you said it.
What?
Yesterday when I was talking to you on the phone, Anna, and the last thing I said to you was, hey, say hi to your sexy roommate or Reagan or whatever the fuck I said.
Mm-hmm.
I had a feeling the way that you parroted it, she was there. I just hope that her boyfriend wasn't there.
No.
He likes you, though.
Actually, neither of them were there.
Oh. You just, you know, you make-believed me?
Yeah, because she knows how to work.
Anna.
She had me. I thought for sure Reagan was there, had a little smile on her little natural titties.
Oh.
They're not little. They're big.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, look what I was comparing them to. I mean,
no, but they are.
Jamie Flynn, $10 cash.
Does she got like the perfect natural tits?
She does. She has a very nice chest for sure. Natural, you know, everything. Not too big, not like where it's like, wow.
How about that ass? How's her ass?
Her ass is pretty strong, too.
I'll put you in an ass. I mean, she wins in a tit off.
Well,
but I think
and,
you win.
And you win him in a tit off, like, well, compared to me.
Hold on, easy.
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Sorry.
No, I mean, it's more of a dog on me.
I'll put you against her in an ass off after what I saw.
Well, it's all I've got, Bubba. Is
no,
my
you got,
dumper.
No, and your back.
And my back. Oh, yeah.
Ass like, and back.
So just the back half of my body.
Like what I said earlier, you should walk backwards up to people.
Yeah.
Put sunglasses on the back of my head.
Did I remind everybody not to watch the fucking Squid Games?
Yes.
Stupidest shit I've ever seen.
You just
watched
one episode or did you?
Three.
You watched three?
How'd you get through three?
Well, it's just one. I'm like, okay. And then Blitz got so bad that in episodes 2 and 3, I'm just fast forwarded where they're playing the games.
Okay.
I don't even want the fucking backstory.
Oh, the plot.
I just want them when they're the first time Blitz, they play red light, green light.
Yes.
Okay. And you bring all these.
That's
bring,
what episode one's called.
They bring 400 motherfuckers out in this like field.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like if you move, they fucking shoot you. But nobody knew that you were getting shot.
Right.
They thought that they were just going to, you know, come, some guy was going to tap you on the shoulder and say, get the fuck out of here.
No, they started flipping out.
And then everybody starts running to the doors and they just start picking them off.
Yeah, because it was a red light.
Yeah. So they play red light, green. Then they did this other game. I only made it through 2 games where you had to carve out this cookie.
Well, see, now that meme is going around online a lot. And people don't understand what it means, and it's from that.
Yeah, what they did is they made these sugar cookies.
Yes,
hard, like almost peanut brittle.
It's like a
peanut
brittle.
What
are those Chinese fortune cookies?
Like a fortune cookie.
Yeah, it's like that kind of stuff. Oh, but it's cookie. Flat. But it's flat.
And they put it in a container, and they tell you don't know what the fuck they're doing. They all have you herded up here,
and you get these like pins or something.
And they have these 3 or 4. Things against the wall. They have a star, they have a circle, mm-hmm. they have a triangle,
different symbols,
and they have an umbrella, and they tell all the motherfuckers, the 201 left, pick your favorite shape and stand in front of it. So you go and you have no idea what the fuck
yep.
right.
going on.
You don't know if just umbrella's gonna just get burned
right.
up alive or
so you go and stand in front of it, and then they'll be like, okay, now we will give you a little box, like this little, you know,
ooh,
like little,
I
little,
like
little box. And so you open it up, and it's the shape of what you have selected.
Oh,
yes.
Cute.
And then so you open it up.
Hmm. Can I eat
and
it?
And they have like a little.
Like a push pin.
Like a like a little needle.
Yeah, needle.
And it says, you have to carve this out perfectly. Now, they got it etched. They started it.
Yeah. It's like outlined.
Yeah, it's outlined.
Oh.
And you have to etch it all out. Lummy, maybe you can find me.
And you can't break or crack it or anything. It has to be perfect.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
It has to be perfect.
Okay,
you got 10 minutes to do it.
Yeah, so if you've seen any of the memes online where like someone's trying to carve something out and then like they crack it and get shot, like on
yeah.
whatever, that's what that meme's from.
And so when you break your cookie or Ani, you make one little imperfection, they come shoot you in the head.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Like you and I could be shoulder to shoulder working on our fucking stars. And I break mine off a little bit.
Kablooey.
They shoot me in the head right there,
mm-hmm.
which makes you more nervous.
Obviously, more likely to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Fuck it up.
So here's.
Is this it?
Yeah. And I'm like, fuck this thing.
They crack it and get shot, like on yeah. whatever. Oh, that's what that meme's
hold
from.
On. And so when you break your
vortex.
Cookie or Ani, you make one little imperfection,
okay,
yeah. they
I
come shoot
it.
You in the
no.
head.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah.
Like
right the
you
head,
and I could be shoulder to shoulder working on our fucking stars.
Other.
I already did acid once today.
All right, so this is, it's they make it, it's a cookie,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they give you. Boom. You got 10 minutes to carve this motherfucker out. Perfect. No mistakes. I got to think, Blitz, that the circle might be the easiest, don't you think?
Probably.
All you'd have to do is just go.
Yeah.
That's probably pretty easy. When wait till you
I see
the
triangle is probably the easiest.
Wait, yeah. till you, wait till you see the fucking umbrella. The guys that picked the umbrella
mm-hmm.
put a fucking rib. Check this out. Look at this one. Look how fucking hard that is.
No.
Yeah. And Blitz, all they give you is like a needle thread, like a
yeah.
thread needle deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all you get.
You don't think you could do that?
Not in 10 minutes, perfectly.
It's a TikTok challenge now.
Yeah, I know.
All right. So they're showing him. They're showing guys fucking. Oh, this is the first guy that messed up right here. Check this out. Hold on.
Oh, and he goes down the slide.
That's fun.
That's the first guy that messed up. Now you guys keep trying hard. I'd be like, holy fuck. 369 took a lick.
Woo.
And I think they say
369's out of the game now.
Oh, it's tomato sauce.
Looks like it. Or it's Lummy's ass after eating the chip.
True.
Oh,
look at
fuck.
This.
Shut up.
That's a little stiff of a game for me.
Yeah. No fun.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
I would be like, holy shit, I'm nervous as fuck right now.
You think? A little bit?
What does the winner get?
A lot of money, they said?
Like $60 billion.
It's just one person?
I don't know. I'm not watching it anymore. I think I'm going to start Nine Perfect Strangers tonight on Hulu with Nicole Kidman.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
I got to go to the doctor's today at 2. And then I got another.
You got to make an appearance, you said?
I got to go to the doctor's today at 2. And then I got another thing I got to do.
Oh.
And then I'm going to try to make it home at a decent hour, like by like 4 or 5.
Oh, yeah. You got to get to sleep.
2, 4, 6?
Pill it up like a motherfucker. And then, you know, I try to be completely incoherent by 7.
That's a good goal to have.
I try to have the dexterity of Terry Schiavo by 7:30.
Is that why they tie a balloon to the end of your bed?
Yeah, that's why they.
There's a good football game on, Bubba. If you can watch it.
Yeah. Pizza?
Rams and Seahawks.
Oh, not interested.
Thursday night.
What
game?
Time?
That's a pretty good game. Eight.
Ew, are you fucking kidding me?
Paranormal Activity.
I could never make that.
It's here.
Hold on. This is like, it says where. What? Give me what you got?
What we got?
TV anchors suspended for wearing Afro wigs on the air. In what capacity?
Yeah, let's see it.
Like, I need to know what, that in itself ain't, hold on. I understand that you know, that ain't cool in itself, but was it Halloween?
Well, we're in October. It's Halloween now.
Is this about? I don't think this is about this. I think this is just one of those click deals.
Well, there's a lot of backlash on women too if they wear the cornrows.
What? Now no. Women can't even wear cornrows?
No.
What about Bo Derek?
Nope. It's all it's be.
What if I get the Bahamas?
What the fuck is cornrows?
It's racist.
Cornrows is fucking cornrows.
No, it's because it's the corn.
It's an African American culture.
No, it's not.
That's it's a Caribbean said. Thing.
Well, no, it's not. It's a fucking girl that wants cornrows culture.
Not if
yeah, it's white girls in Jamaica.
That's bullshit.
Bitch.
I'm just saying. That's bullshit.
Using that white privilege.
That's fucking bullshit. You should be able to wear your hair any way the fuck you want it. Like, it's not anybody's hairdo.
Well,
it's my fucking hairdo, or it's your hairdo, or it's the black girls, or the Mexican girls, or the white girls, or the Chinese
girls.
Yeah,
you should cornrow your hair, Bubs.
Bubs. Two local news anchors in Arkansas were suspended from work last month for wearing Afro wigs as a joke on air. Both news anchor Chris May and meteorologist Barry Brandt are white, so the use of Afro-style wigs are considered overtly racist.
I mean,
were they trying to do like some, you know,
Were they playing blackface type characters?
No,
I mean,
this is it right here. This is it right here. Hold on. So, like. What was he trying to do? I mean, like...
Yeah, we need to see a video, like, put it in context.
Yeah, like, I mean, like...
I mean, it looks like he's trying to be Bob Ross to
why
me.
Why does that hair... Howard Stern has hair like that.
Yeah, it's just a Jufro.
Well, it's just...
Right.
It's hair.
It's a fro.
Sorry.
And white people can have fros. Jewish people can have fros.
Yeah.
Black people can have fros.
Fro out.
To the other side. Throw on out to the other side.
Woo.
Sinclair Broadcasting fired news director Nick Ginty and indefinitely suspended Afro-style wig-wearing Chris May and meteorologist Brian Brandt, Barry Brandt. Why? Why?
I don't know.
For just wearing an Afro? Now, if he's in blackface or brownface or he's doing something that's overtly racist or being racist, but can't we have fun anymore?
No.
If a black news anchor was to wear like a white guy's hair, like if he had like a gray wig on like mine, would they fire him?
Of course not. Because he's just playing a character. It's okay.
Oh, so it's okay for other people to play characters, but we can't play characters.
Well, they consider it's called blackfishing.
Playing. It's called what?
Blackfishing. You're giving off blackfishing vibes.
Huh? What?
Yeah, that's what they're calling it now.
Blackfishing vibes.
Yep.
Hmm. Brilliant. I mean, here's the deal. So if we were to do a Halloween special and we were like, hey, listen, first of all, I'm a huge fan of Charles Barkley. Like, I've always loved Charles Barkley. I liked his play going all the way back to Auburn when he played for Auburn. And then he obviously started with the 76ers. I think he went to the Suns.
Yeah, and then the Rockets.
And then the Rockets. But he was a round mound, a rebound. Like, I've always loved Charles Barkley. I've since loved Charles Barkley even more when he gets on TNN or TNT and starts arguing with Shaq. So if I was to wear a Charles Barkley jersey and put brown makeup on, now Charles Barkley has like a shaved head, right?
Yeah, he's bald, yeah.
Yeah, he's got like the black bald thing going on.
Yep. Yeah.
And I was to wear like a black bald cap, you know, like I was black, like it was black and it was bald. Just like Charles, I was to buy a Charles Barkley Halloween costume.
People may think you're CeeLo Green, though.
Wow.
You bitch. Sorry. Fucking CeeLo Green. You don't even know the inside on that fucking story. What a C. Dirty C. But would I not be fired if I wore a Charles Barkley Phoenix Sun jersey with a fucking black and brown face, with a black bald cap, emulating Charles Barkley's top of his head, and I was Charles Barkley for Halloween, I'd be fired.
Probably.
I don't get it. I don't get it. Before we leave today, because I'm talking about over this place, let me. What do we end up doing on Facebook? How do we do?
We are currently at 211. We got up to about 250, 260.
And 578 on YouTube.
Nice. What do you think Brian Laundrie is? What do you think he is?
So they just came out that says they found...
The dog?
Dog.
The police.
The real motherfuckers, because anybody that thinks that Dog the Bounty Hunter here is here for anything other than personal gain and promotion, he doesn't know shit. Well, Dog the Brown Bounty Hunter knows about as much as Doug Brown knows about where to fuck Brian Laundrie is.
He's starting a new reality show.
Who? Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why he was here.
Yeah.
So what's the newest, latest?
As of early this morning, supposedly they found a... remnants of a recently used campsite in that area they were searching here in Florida.
You're talking about like Fort DeSoto Beach?
No. The other area, like in Sarasota or in Venice.
Mayaca River.
No, uh-uh.
What did they?
The Carlton Reserve.
Why did
in
they
Venice.
Think it's
well,
his?
It's a Mayaca.
They don't.
That's the Mayaca River part.
Oh.
They do know this, that Brian Laundrie flew home to Florida on August 17th. His family attorney told the Post.
Okay.
Wait a minute. He flew home?
He flew home.
On the 17th, yeah.
Well, he had to cancel a storage unit, they said.
He had what?
He had a storage unit, and they were paying for it, so he had to fly home to cancel it.
Oh, and then he flew back out, and then he returned with the van and not her. Okay.
So he flew all the way back to Florida just to cancel a storage unit? Can't your mom and dad do that for you?
No, he had to do it himself.
I'm going to need to hide a body somewhere.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, you're right. Now, have they infiltrated that storage unit? No, they probably got everything out of that storage unit. He had to personally be there to get it out because there was some shady shit in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He flew home to Florida.
I mean, that was, a month before she went missing? A month and a half?
No.
The bombshell claim throws a wrench in the timeline of the Gabby Patino case. Doug Brown, did you hear about my hitchhiker pickup story?
I did. That was...
Now, are you allowed to pick up... I'm assuming probably most big semi-companies don't allow hitchhikers.
Mm-hmm. No,
we
don't.
They have a no-hitchhiker policy, and you could get in trouble for it.
Exactly.
This bitch was fucking granola and hot. Hot, no bra.
Never heard from her again or anything?
Never heard. How am I supposed to hear from her? I did give her my email, but I didn't know her.
Well, there you go.
I was hoping she'd get a hold of me and saying, hey, you know, I'm back in town, big daddy.
Maybe give me a ride. Woo.
The lawyer, Stephen,
Bertolino?
Bertolino said Brian returned home for supplies and to empty his storage unit. Yeah, he needed lime and garbage bags and a shovel. No, I don't think he even did that. He just threw her on the side of the deal, did he not?
Yeah, he didn't even bury her that good if he did.
I'd get tired digging a hole.
She wasn't that big.
He then flew back to Salt Lake City, Utah on August 23rd to rejoin his girlfriend. So when they were still together, when she was still alive, he spent, let me see, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 7 days. He was gone a week from her.
Mm-hmm.
While he was going back to this, she's still alive at this point, right?
Yeah, because they were pulled over on like the 28th or something.
Right. So he flew back August 23rd to be with her.
Yep.
A few days later, the 27th August, it was the last time
that was the
Gabby was seen alive.
No, they were pulled over before he flew home. They got in an argument, and then he flew home.
Oh, it was on the 12th or something.
Yeah, he flew home after they got pulled
over. I guess she was seen at a restaurant, remember, by that one chick, said that she was visibly upset.
Yeah.
Now, Blitz, they still don't have... They've still not charged him.
Correct.
With the murder. The only thing that they're looking for him right now, there's a warrant for credit card fraud and like across state lines fraud, some bullshit like that.
Mm-hmm. Just credit card fraud, that's it.
Right.
And they didn't say, now it probably is, but they didn't say it was her credit cards. It was a credit card that he took. And they like kind of made it clear it wasn't hers. Yeah, that's what they said.
So what's the offense?
Because it was unauthorized use of a credit card.
Yeah,
he could have stolen one or whatever. Chances are it was probably hers. However,
well, my skimming device picks up Doug Brown's debit card here today, and I use it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get it's possible problems. You know, you can't use somebody else's credit card.
Right,
right. But you just said it could have been his own.
No. I said it's not his own. I said it could have been someone's. He stole it, not his own.
It wasn't hers.
Right,
and it wasn't his.
Well, hold on.
It could have been hers.
It was probably hers. However, they said that we want to make it clear we're not saying it was hers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So they're saying
it could be hers. It probably is
hers.
But they just like they want to make it clear that they're not going to say it was hers.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
But... I wonder why they're not saying that. I wonder like why they're afraid to say it was or was not hers when we clearly think that it is.
Because it's probably a cat out of that bag thing now. But I'm sure it's one of those things they kind of wanted to bring him into questioning about. You know, did you use a card? Oh yeah, it was hers. Like how'd you? You know, that kind of crap.
Right.
Well, we never said it was hers. You said it was her, you know, that kind of thing.
Now, is there, let's say they find him. And they bring him in, you know, and they got him on the credit card, Willie.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably going to play it this way because he's played it so brilliantly so far. I'm not advocating that he potentially killed this girl. I'm not saying that's a brilliant move at all. But the way that he is, and now it's not a good look right now, you know, being wanted. And being at large, they're going to. I think if you went to a jury trial, they could probably use that, not against you, but at least let the jury know that while we were looking for him, he evaded us for you know a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you know now they don't have to say on what charges, but they can say it was very well known. We had sent word to his family and his attorney. That we wanted, he was under arrest or, you know, there was a warrant for his arrest and he chose not to cooperate. The jury can formulate their own opinion on that.
Right.
And so.
You know, I mean, and technically, you know, dumb thing, but he could technically say, oh, I didn't know.
So let's say that they get him and he says, he literally doesn't have to say anything, does he?
Not a word.
I mean, other than. My name is Brian Laundry. Date of birth is yippee-yo, yippee-yo, yippee-yo.
That's pretty much it. He doesn't have to say anything else.
Right. He can identify himself, right? That's it.
Hey, guys, I'll do whatever you need me to do. I'm not talking. Talk to my lawyer.
Right.
That's it. Period. Done. That's all he has to say.
You guys have my ID. Mm-hmm. You know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Brian Laundry. Date of birth, blah, 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 blah. Talk to my attorney.
Yep. Right. I'm fully cooperating with whoever you want to do, but I'm not talking, period.
Hmm.
And if he was smart, that's what he would do.
And then the lawyer talks for everything?
Mm-hmm.
Says, I mean, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to say nothing?
Nothing.
You can just sit there with your dick in your hand.
Yep.
Perfect.
I'm like, I'm...
Is that what you did in court?
No.
Oh, sorry.
You know, when you're in court, man, your dick gets teeny tiny.
Yeah, it goes inside.
Elevator button.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you're scared. Like, it's scared.
It goes so far inside, you might think it comes out your butthole.
Yeah, you're like, you get really, your dick gets scared. Like,
you might
man,
fuck yourself.
Yeah. Well, your dick gets scared, like, especially when you're facing prison.
Yeah, inside out, butt fucking.
Like, so when I, she when I, okay. Anna, do you know how, Anna, do you know how nervous it is if they say, stand up, and you stand up, and they say, fucking give us the jury for a verdict. Will you please read the verdict? And you stand up, and they fucking...
They're about to tell you if you're free or if you got to fucking go behind bars for multiple
jury
years.
We, the jury, find the following defendant, Todd Bubba Clem.
Oh, God. They draw it out like that?
Yes. Not guilty.
Woo!
Then my elevator button goes, pshow! Mm-hmm. You know, it went back
full
in
erection.
More. No, it went in more. It was even so high, it was like, man.
Yep.
Anna, I really don't believe in stress and shit like that, but I do now because
I don't believe in stress.
No, I'm like, it's a lot of times you'd hear, well, you know, stress kills and mm-hmm. and you know,
you like, mean, like its effect on the body.
Yeah, and so and how it can fuck with your health.
Yeah, sure.
So you know, I've always been I'm fat, but I've always been very fortunate to have a pretty clear face. Like I don't have pimples on my face. Like, I always have a pretty clear face. Like, you know, right? You don't.
Yes.
I'm not pimple guy.
You don't have blemishes and stuff.
Right. I don't have pimple. I'm not blemish guy. And all during the trial, I had these grounders, these boils on my chin, like three of them that were all, and they didn't have heads. They were ground, you know, you get grounders.
Like mm-hmm. deep in under the dermis.
Yes. And I had to have this little fucking alcohol, that a little dabber that I just kept dabbing it. But I was full blown, like my face had broke out with these like grounder boils, and it was just killing me. But when you stand up, please rise. And you got to stand up in your big boy suit, and it's just not a name calling deal like MJ. You know, the worst case scenario, when I've been found guilty, I had to pay him some money, but I didn't. I won. And then the other one, the cop deal, they're going to find me guilty and slander, and I had to pay him some money. I won that one. And then easy communications when I sued him for breach of contract. I was going to, if I lost, I wouldn't obviously gotten that money, but I won 3-0. And then my 4-0 deal, you know, was criminal. Everything else was a popsicle stand, fucking much of bullshit.
You're facing 5 years in prison.
Anna, and they had already told my attorneys that they were not going to release me on a bond for appeal. They were going to remand me in custody.
Oh, okay.
And the appeal process would go while I was in custody.
So you were going straight to jail.
If they, just like that Derek Chauvin dude, remember the day that mm-hmm. they said,
yep,
well, that would have been exactly me.
Yep. Handcuffed straight into
and then you know what?
The cell.
While you work out the appeal process, you're going to be in the clink, fucker.
Mm.
I remember I cried all the night before, like a little bitch.
The last one?
No. The 2002 hog deal.
Big deal.
I cried and cried. I was like, man, I'm going to go to fucking prison, and I don't even know what to do. I was with Fabrizi trying to line up who was going to make my house payment, and he was like, well, I'm not going to be able to make your fucking house payment. We're going to have to sell it. I'm like, well, who's going to move me out? And he's like, well, we're going to have to get a moving company. I'm like, I got some, you know, personal shit in here.
Hmm.
I was having to get all my shit in order. I remember, Blitz, I had to go to Clear Channel and, like, make provisions on my 401k
mm-hmm.
in case I was going to be not an because they were going to fire me immediately.
Right.
That's so crazy. You had to make all these arrangements for something that was a what if.
Right.
You know?
I had already signed.
Don't have to. It's hard to do it when you're in prison.
Yeah, so I made all these arrangements. I already had the person that was going to sell my house. I had a person that was going to box up my shit and move it. And I had, like, all my financial stuff and, you know.
This is 2000?
What? Was it 2000 and...
2001, right?
One when the trial was. I think the trial was February of 2001.
Oh, pre-9/11.
Yeah.
Oh, long time ago.
Pre-Tyler.
Yeah, Ty didn't even make Tyler till the Twin Towers. He's a Twin Tower baby.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Does everybody know where we were during that day? Where were you? Doug Brown, where were you? I was gear jammed across Omaha, motherfucker, 15 speed.
No, I was in Corpus Christi, Texas with a blown up truck.
Really?
Yep.
Your truck blown?
Yep.
What happens to a trucker when when your truck blows? Like it fucking blows.
Well, you had to wait for the huge wrecker on the side of the road to tow you about 50 miles down to the nearest place to get it worked on.
And did they literally have to put a new motor in it or like?
Yeah, they eventually had to spend about $37,000 on another engine.
And where do they put the driver up in a hotel when you're doing this?
Yeah, and I was watching on Telemundo.
What?
In Corpus Christi when the plane started flying.
You're watching the Mexican channel. That's where the hot chicks are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you that, man.
He was watching that Saba Gigante show.
I got to tell you, man, the Mexican, back in the day, Telemundo had the hottest, thickest Latin bitches ever.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. Lemmy, where were you during 9/11?
School. And then we got out of school early, and then I was listening to
you were in high
Andy
school?
Rock. Yeah.
You were?
Yeah, I was in high school.
Anna, where were you?
I was in California, so it hit at, you know, it must have been like
6:15.
Yeah, something my time. I remember my grandma trying to wake up my mom because my dad was calling in being like, turn on the news. And then I went to school. I was in ninth grade in California.
Blitz, where are you? You in high school too?
No, I was at my house at the time listening to your show, and I had Fox News on. And like I was like before it happened, and I was listening as it happened.
Yeah, it was crazy. For next year, I'm actually gonna find our 9/11 day and just play it again.
That's crazy.
What will it be? The 21st. Oh, I should have played it on the 20th. I fucked up.
I know.
It's okay.
Maybe every year I'll play it. Fuck it. Yeah. From this point forward, I just want to play the part where Brent goes literally within a minute. It might have been within 15 seconds of the second plane hitting.
Yep.
Well, he goes, I'll tell you right now, that's the work of a guy named
Osama bin Laden.
Of one Osama bin Laden. That's the work of a guy. I'm like, Brent, shut the fuck up. Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, and he was right. He was dead on.
Wow.
Whew, I think that brings us to a nice, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I got to poop.
Oh.
I got to poop.
Got to get that handled.
Doug's going to be some free oil.
That's right.
Don't prairie dog
That's
it.
That's right.
And then I got to go to the fucking doctors. Mm. And then I got to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to come home.
2-4-6 it up.
2-4-6 it so I can, you know, hit hit the gym tomorrow morning.
Ooh.
Anna, you're going to probably be sore tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
I'm sore now, but yeah. I'll probably have some DOMS.
Yep.
What's DOMS?
It's late onset of muscle soreness. Thank you, Blitz.
What is it again?
Delayed onset of muscle soreness.
Did he tell you that?
No, I told him that.
He did. She didn't know.
He pulled what Anna does to Kevin, pretty much.
No, right. I couldn't do it first.
Yeah.
To do that on purpose. But.
What do you mean?
She answers everything.
Right.
Yeah, Kevin's kind of getting tired of that.
I get excited sometimes. I've been better about it though.
You know, Kevin
I stay away from
you
the
know,
mic.
Did you know Kevin mentioned that specifically?
Yes,
to me?
I do. You told me before, and it freaked me out.
Did you talk to him about it at all?
No, I've just been better. I have been. Stop laughing at me. I've been better. Bubba, I've been better.
Changed at all.
I've been way better, and I've been way better with Rock.
Yeah,
I just take a back seat.
Yeah, I think that the shiny object of you has worn off a little bit.
Right.
I'm aware.
The honeymoon period's kind of done.
Kevin wants to go back to what he was doing before.
What, Colton?
Yes.
No, well, that or he wants to move it all the way out of here and go to his own facility.
Without me?
Yeah, and be able to talk freely.
Perhaps.
Talk freely without someone stepping on his toes.
Mm-hmm.
People call it Anna's law, so that's why I think.
Yeah, I wonder why
upsetting him.
And you know, Kevin's a little bit of. I mean, you know, he's a little narcissistic.
And by people calling it Anna's law, she means Kevin as well.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let's talk about Bitcoin. I know Bitcoin.
Do you think you're out of there on that one?
I hope not. I don't talk about crypto. I don't know shit about crypto.
How is crypto right now?
It's doing okay.
It's all right.
Let me see. I'll look at myself.
Yeah, it's all right.
Shiba
Inu hasn't hit a dollar yet.
No, it went down a little bit. Sad. Went down a little bit.
What type of returns, Blitz, percentage-wise, do you have year to year?
I don't know.
Cardano's up, Bubba.
I'll tell you this. I got some 1099 action from this shit I didn't know I was going to be getting.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of not cool.
Nope.
Doug, thanks for swinging on by, buddy. You look good as fuck.
Thank you.
Is it tough to keep the lot lizards off you now that you're so skinny? You roll in there to a flying J and the bitches just go crazy?
That's right.
It happens.
I had to just put the no lot lizard sticker on my window.
Is there really lot lizards still?
I
heard Pilot and Flying J, like, they really regulate that. Like, is there, no, listen, by saying that there is doesn't mean you partake in it, but I mean, as a trucker going up and down the road, you see it, don't you?
The last one I saw, as a matter of fact, was at Love's in Ocala.
Really?
Yes.
She hot?
Was she hot?
Did she have all of her teeth?
No, she had meth mouth.
Meth mouth.
Now, Doug, do the truck stops try to run them off?
If some drivers complain that they're sitting there knocking on everybody's door at about 3 a.m, they will.
I'd be mad as fuck if I'm just really locked into a real nice sleep. I got my bunker. You guys got that shit cold as fuck. You're all locked in, and all of a sudden.
And they don't knock on your door. They actually knock on the side of the sleeper because they know your head is right there.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I wish I had some kind of something to fucking squirt some pepper spray out on them.
I just walk up there and hold up the 40 to the window, and they seem to walk right on.
Oh, the caliber?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you show them the gun?
You show them the gun?
Yep. Sure do.
What a fucking stiffy.
I keep it.
Bitch gets to fucking stepping fast.
I'm like, $40? What's 40?
No, 40 caliber.
Holy shit.
Thank you, Doug, for the ins and outs of lot lizards.
Oh, yeah, you're very
welcome. Now, wasn't it back in the day, though, lot lizards was like the Wild West, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the, like, and have they ever been cute?
Yes, there was a place in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that at about 6 o'clock at night, the pimps would just drop them off in lingerie and they would walk around all night. And about 10 of them just walk around.
And they were cute? What would that cost a fella?
What did it cost a fella?
$40 and $60.
Mm. Is that full service?
Yep. Around the world, baby.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Woo. All right.
We'll be right back.